You're listening to SBS News.
Ready to launch a charm offensive, Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk touched down in Tokyo this week, ready to make the final pitch for Brisbane, which is set to be named the host city of the 2032 Summer Olympics. The final vote will be held by the IOC on Wednesday. Deputy Premier of Queensland Stephen Miles is confident.
Tomorrow, we hope, will be a huge and fantastic day for Queensland. The Olympics will bring billions of dollars of investment and many thousands of jobs. So just give some thought today to where you want to be tomorrow night when we hopefully win the Olympics.
But history tells us that former host countries pile on the debt that can take years to pay off. Athens 2004 forced Greece to fine more than $19 billion, more than double the projected cost, when the state coffers were already empty. Meanwhile, the debt racked up by Rio in 2016 spiraled to around $155 million, more than three times the estimated amount. Financial risk expert from the University of New South Wales, James Doran, says Rio did not have the infrastructure in place to make it worth it.
The costs the city had to put in to make the games viable, and it was a beautiful looking games and it was a great games, but those stadiums are essentially these open areas now. They're not being filled. They're graveyards in a sense, right? And so the cost to the city was just not worth it. And so you've gone from 11 cities bidding to essentially, please take the games. The economic benefits never exceed the costs. I mean, the games themselves, they generate significant amounts of revenue, but that revenue doesn't necessarily flow through to the cities. It really doesn't.
That's not been the best advertising to launch a bid. For the 2004 Summer Games, a record 11 cities applied for the honour, which eventually went to Athens. Nowadays, fewer cities are throwing their hat in the Olympic ring, which is understandable, according to James Doran from UNSW.
Exorbitant bidding fees from the IOC, trying to extort as much capital as they could from these host cities, right? And the amount of, let's just say, corruption within that really put a sort of dark cloud around this bidding process. Plus, the cost and the demands from the IOC to make things as modernized as possible was just such a heavy, heavy burden.
And that's not to mention unprecedented delays due to a global pandemic. That's cost Japan an extra $3.8 billion. This year's hosts also losing over $1 billion in lost ticket sales due to the ban on spectators. Tokyo 2020 is shaping up to be the most expensive summer games on record, estimated at more than $35 billion. But intangible benefits like a sense of pride and togetherness can carry a host city and country a long way. Ignatius Jones, a leading artistic director who was one of the creative minds behind the opening and closing ceremonies of the Sydney 2000 Games, says this is when bickering over budgets is temporarily forgotten.
If you talk to Australians about Sydney, you'll find out that no matter where they were around the world, they watched that show and their jaws just dropped and they went, this is not what we were expecting. You know, they were expecting Anzac Parade and they got Oxford Street. My God, Sydney got it right. But if you remember, and that's over 20 years ago now. If you remember the naysayers and all the people who were going, oh, Sydney, what are we doing? And then we just happened to have two of the most beautiful weeks of our lives.
Whether it was Cathy Freeman's Race That Stopped a Nation or the 4x100-metre men's relay swimmers smashing arch-rivals the Americans, many Australians have fond memories of the games that Sydney hosted in 2000. After Sydney and Melbourne in 1956, Brisbane 2032 will be the third Olympiad to take place on Australian soil. Not content to live in Sydney's shadow, no doubt the Queensland capital will strive for a Games worthy of a gold medal. Rochelle Harrison-Pless, SBS News.